Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes Growmark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. In this week's program, I have an interview I'm going to share from the International Federation of Agricultural Journalists Congress taking place in Argentina.
At the 2013 IFAJ Congress, I'm visiting with one of our speakers here at this first Latin American seminar being held, and I know it's Christian, correct?
Christian Mira.
And tell us what you do.
I'm editor from La Nación newspaper. La Nación newspaper is one of the most newspaper in Argentina, traditional newspaper. I'm the editor of a rural supplement, and I'm the editor of the section that every day we write the news about our agriculture sector.
Yes. So tell us about this seminar. What is the purpose?
The purpose is to discuss about the main issues that nowadays the journalists are concerned, how to write the news about how the increase of production and how to make a balance between these high productions and the ambient and the respect from the natural resources, like water and soil, for example, and how our region can grow in the next year with agriculture sector, with grains, with crops, with cow, with meat, and all the sector that are that needs more development in the new years.
So one of the ways for the ag journalists to improve their skills is to learn more by listening to speakers who can teach us about some of the concerns for farmers and. And like you said, that balance between feeding a growing population but taking care of the land.
Yes, yes. It's we can listen this the people that spoke, and it is very interesting with the context and how we work nowadays, because you know that the news are like a battle. There are news about politics, economic issues, socials, and ag news more often are the less considered or in another importance that. That really they have, because we are speaking about how to feed, how to buy alimentos.
Tractors or seed. Well, it gets very technical because food production today is much higher advanced technologically than many years ago. We face the same issues in the United States, where our population is very removed. They don't know where their food comes from, but they want to know, so we're doing our best to tell them.
Yes, it's true. How to explain the rural life, right. how the farmers live, and how they produce, and if of the security of all the change, and the people, I think that they have questions and how you can produce, and I think that a role that we have as journalists is to work more professional about with these issues.
We had a boot camp prior to this event with some young ag journalists, and I know they talked about having balance in your reporting so that, yes, we are advocates for agriculture, but we also are journalists, and how you blend that together in a fair way, you know. So it's not easy.
It's not easy because we are first of all journalists,
right.
and we have to work with the facts, with the news, with the more objective than we can. Because we need to think in our readers and the public, and they want to read true stories, and they want to need that we work like professionals and not like amateur.
So we are at a break partway through. What's your thoughts? Standing room only. Looks like you're having a successful seminar.
Yes. I hope that we can do a successful seminar, and after the Congress, and I hope that you can know our country, or a part of our country, the city, and I hope that you are very comfortable.
We have been. So do you think you will do this seminar again in the future?
I hope that it may be possible to do this seminar in the future. I don't know, because it's no easy to make this Congress in our country, but I hope that in the future we can repeat.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Christian, for talking with me here from Buenos Aires.
Well, that is the Zimcast for this week. We're going to have a lot more interviews from last week's Farm Progress Show, as well as this week's IFAJ Congress for you on agwire.com. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.